Well, when you think of threats from nature in the top end, crocodiles and snakes might come to mind, but an invasive weed brought in from Africa more than 80 years ago is causing big problems. Gamba grass increases fire risk and kills native plants. A management plan has been in place for more than a decade, but officials still can't say how widespread the grass is or if the problem is getting worse. Amelia Turzon reports.
Past this one here, there's a looks like a honey eater, maybe a blue-banded honey eater.
On a large rural block on the edge of Darwin, twitchers with binoculars are spotting native birds.
There's a little black and white bird right up the top in the orange flowers, banded honey eater. They move around in response to flowering trees.
Former birdwatching guide Denise Goodfellow owns this property, and maintaining it in a way that'll attract lots of native birds is her all-consuming hobby.
This is turkey bush, Calotrix excipiata. It's a member of the same family as the eucalypts.
And it's really pretty. It's pink.
Beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, it's a sort of a baby doll pink, lolly pink, you know.
But from the trees to the tiniest native plants, Denise Goodfellow is up against a tough opponent, gamba grass.
It's a grass imported from the savannas of Africa, and it was brought in for cattle pasture. And since then, it's just spread.
The hardy and thick weed can grow metres tall. It poses a fire risk and kills native plants, with patches of it around Denise Goodfellow's property a constant worry for her.
It's hard to force your way through it because, look, it's got multiple stems. And see how thick they are? I've seen them much thicker than this, as thick as bamboo. Let's see if I can break it. So when this is all green, this is dangerous stuff. There have been reports of fires reaching temperatures of 1,000 degrees centigrade.
Gamba is already a declared weed of national significance. Charles Darwin University ecologist Natalie Rossiter-Racco studies its impacts.
So gamba grass is a huge threat to ecosystems right across northern Australia.
Yet less is known about how gamba impacts the food sources and habitats of native animals.
I'm not aware of any studies that have been carried out looking at the impact of gamba on fauna, but it certainly is an area that could be further examined.
There's also no firm figures on how much gamba grass there is around the top end. Despite a management plan being in place for more than a decade, the Northern Territory government still can't answer how much gamba grass remains in either its eradication or control zones. The director of the Northern Territory Weed Management Branch, Nigel Weston, says the spread of gamba is actually getting worse.
Well, I guess management plans and aims are aspirational. We recognise the threat and we're all trying to do better, obviously, with the resources we have at our disposal.
The Northern Territory government has committed $300,000 to control the grass and employs one full-time compliance officer. Mitch Hart from local action group Gamba Grass Roots says more needs to be done.
Gamba is a crisis here in the Northern Territory. Gamba is not just another weed, it's an ecosystem destroyer, and the Territory government needs to step up action.
Come on, you lot. Oi.
Back on Denise Goodfellow's property, she's taking matters into her own hands. She's put vinegar bottles upside down in the ground to poison the grass, and other areas are covered with corrugated iron.
Old corrugated iron, much of it from our roof. It heats up, it kills the gamba.
What's it like when you come across a piece of gamba on your property? What do you feel like?
Determined. Determined. I mean, what else can you do? You can't just say, oh, I'm going to lie down and die because there's gamba.
That's Denise Goodfellow ending that story from Amelia Turzon in Darwin.